The Fables and Fairy Tales Podcast. This week, the spider who wanted to tell stories. This story was written by me, and it's based on a shanty folktale from West Africa. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller, Chip Cahoon. This is part one, the start of the fun. So with a wink and a grin, let us begin. At first, there were no stories in the world. Every single story was kept up in the clouds by the sky god, whose name was Nyambe. In that time, there lived a spider called Anansi. Anansi the spider really wanted to tell stories, especially stories about Anansi the spider. So Anansi put on his smartest hat, then climbed to the top of the tallest tree in the forest and cried, "Oh, great Nyambe! You really are great, and we all love you. We love you especially because you give us such lovely gifts, like all the stories in the world." Can you see how Anansi was trying to trick Nyambe? But Nyambe was not easily tricked.
"Are you trying to trick me, little spider? Pah! I will not share the stories with you, not unless you can show me that you deserve them. To do that, you need to bring me the wasps with stings like fire, the snake that swallows people whole, and the jaguar with teeth like swords."
Anansi replied,
"Okay. I'll see what I can do."
But after Anansi had climbed back to the forest floor, he had a deep frown. Would you feel worried about going near a swarm of wasps with stings like fire?
I would.
But can you imagine how a little spider would feel? Anansi was so small, the wasps would be huge. So Anansi realized Nyambe had given him an impossible task. He went home and sat at a table while his children played around him. He really wanted to tell them some stories, but he would never be able to. All the stories would stay in the sky with Nyambe. Then Anansi noticed one of his children drinking some water from a bottle, a special kind of bottle called a gourd, which is made from a large type of fruit that looks a bit like a pumpkin. And suddenly, an idea popped into Anansi's head. Anansi took the gourd, filled it up with more water, screwed on a lid, grabbed an umbrella, then set off through the forest. He listened for the sound of the wasps. Do you know the sound that wasps make? As soon as Anansi heard bzzz, he followed that sound until he saw the wasps between the trees. They really were enormous. Anansi took the lid off his gourd and tipped the water all over himself, then put up his umbrella and ran out to join the wasps.
"Wasps," he said. "Oh, isn't it lucky I bumped into you? There's a big storm coming. Look, look how wet it's made me, and I have an umbrella. I know you don't like rain, so why don't you hide in my gourd?"
The wasps were all very grateful to Anansi. They really didn't like the rain. So they happily flew into Anansi's gourd. Once they were all inside, he put the lid on tight, then carried the gourd to the top of the tallest tree and said,
"Here you are, Nyambe. The wasps with stings like fire."
Nyambe took the bottle.
"Very clever, little spider. But you still have to bring me the snake that swallows people whole and the jaguar with teeth like swords."
Anansi replied,
"Right. On it."
That was part one of The Spider Who Wanted to Tell Stories. To find out if Anansi completes all the challenges set by Nayambe, make sure you've subscribed to our podcast for tomorrow's episode. And if you're enjoying the story so far, please could you do a little thing for me? All I'd like you to do is talk to a friend about this podcast, so you can share Anansi's adventure with them. And if that friend has never heard of our podcast before, even better. Tell them to search for Fables and Fairy Tales in any podcast player. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon.